This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Indiana's attempt to stop eugenic abortions for disabilities like Down syndrome has been put on hold by the U.S. Supreme Court. Observers say it seems the High Court is not yet ready to look at big abortion cases. So for now, lower court decisions hold sway. The court did take up the other part of that suit and gave Indiana the right to demand dignified treatment of remains, so abortionists will have to provide proper burial of the victims of abortion. In these cases, strange new language came from U.S. justices. Justice Clarence Thomas, reviewing the Indiana ruling, boldly wrote that abortion is rife with potential for eugenic manipulation. And abortion-friendly, Justice Ginsburg wrote something dubious, though equally ominous. She says, "A woman who exercises her constitutionally protected right to terminate pregnancy is not a mother." This is Life News Radio. In other headlines, while Netflix is joining the suit against Georgia's early pregnancy or heartbeat abortion restriction and more Hollywood figures threaten Georgia, presidential candidate Kamala Harris thinks states should ask federal permission to craft abortion restrictions. And yes, she is a member of the bar. Judge Amy Barrett continues blasting away at religious litmus tests for judges. She says people of faith should reject the premise that faith somehow makes judging law more difficult. While Missouri may be losing its last abortion clinic, Illinois is working to expand abortion to the maximum. Kidney dialysis may soon be restricted or denied persons in California. Not content with legal-assisted suicide, Sacramento legislators are working now to restrict or deny access to kidney dialysis. And insisting human life is sacred and that abortion is never the answer, Pope Francis says abortion is like hiring a hitman to solve a problem. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.